Hey, this is Sean B., the Ghost Man.
And this is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter.
And all you blue-collar ghost hunters need to be sure to tune in and listen live every Sunday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio,
where we'll be discussing ghost hunting and all the folks who do it.
You can check us out at www.ghostanddemon.com.
And believe us when we say this ain't your mama's paranormal, baby.
Ghost Man and Demon Hunter is beyond the normal podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Join the three paramigos for some serious discussion of the paranormal.
She wants to know how John prepares himself for what he sees before he goes out on some of these investigations.
Can I just take my glasses off?
And as usual, some surprising guest.
You see, that was going to contract the view of Rodney Dangerfield. Can you hear me, Rodney?
Hey, what is this place? Where am I? I need to fire my agent. I get no respect.
Some very serious topics will be discussed.
Did you ever share with everybody my nickname for you?
No. Go ahead and tell them.
Tiny.
From the serious to satire, the Three Paramigos radio program, Tuesday nights on the APEC Radio Network, 8 to 10 p.m. Central.
The three paramigos are we.
Vishnu, the Dalai Lama, Isis, Baal. What do all of these ancient gods have in common with each other? They're all going down. World of the Unexplained. Conservative paranormal talk. Big on God. Big on guns. Our God can beat up your God.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Go ahead.
Goodbye, 2007. Hello, 2008.
We were close. We almost like came in on the exact same thing.
That was really cool.
That would have been really cool. Yeah, this is the last show of 2007, man. And what a year.
Interesting
wow.
year.
What a year. I have
New
to say.
Studio year.
Yeah, this was probably... I'm so proud of this place. Mm-hmm. I think we all are now because we've kind of taken this this room.
Just not the wall color.
Scott, I picked out a perfectly good green.
You know what? I'm not going to take responsibility for this anymore. Where'd she go? Oh, yeah, Amber's probably playing Guitar Hero right now, but she was one. She's already probably come blown in here.
I know,
beating
it
up
was
on
Amber
me, but,
and your sister, but
yeah,
still,
they were.
You paid for it, and you put it up on the wall.
You brought it home, and you didn't take it back to the store.
I think it kind of grabs you and makes you comfortable. That's
kinda
why I like it. It
grabs
color.
Me and makes me want to wipe
it. That's
with
it. She's out. She's gone.
Oh,
Bonnie's out.
Oh.
No, we took the we did actually make a dedicated studio for the show this year. That was a big thing. I think that we did and made this like our home base and stuff like that. There's pictures up on the site. You go to the photo section. You kind of see the metamorphosis of the place when we were building it and redoing things and repainting and putting up new closet doors and all that fun stuff. And this has become like our home base now. This is where we broadcast from. If there's any stuff we get from people, if somebody needs something, they come here and get it. It's our library. It's our little hangout spot. We obviously love to have guests here and stuff like that. We're trying to get as comfortable as possible for people. And we're all crammed in here like sardines right now. Everybody's just like kind of huddled around the table. But, you know, it's really, we thought, I know when we talked about this, when we got into the discussion of this, like way back like in January or February of this year, I was like, I want to make a place that, like, you know, we can come to that's very comfortable, it's soothing. Because remember, I mean, as much as we love to smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is something I hope. I mean, 2008, new predictions, so I'm going to try to quit smoking again.
I'm not. I'm going to smoke like a fiend.
But, I mean, it's a place where, you know, I remember, like, you know, the old days of Ghostly Talk, it was like, and that's what we did. We got into a room.
Oh, gosh.
We had a card table.
If there
set
wasn't
up,
a blue cloud, and if you could
yeah,
still
it was
see
sick.
Each other, we weren't jammed.
It was sick. I mean,
yeah.
And after a while, I know me, I was like, oh, man, it's just so hard to do it. Especially we moved to 3 hours. I'm like,
Visine.
This is, I'm dying. I can't see, I can't breathe, I can't talk, right? So we did. We made this place for us to do this show, and it's kind of like where we hang out at. So our flags are flying high, and this is where we do the thing from now. That was 2007 was a big thing for us there.
New logo,
all kinds of new stuff happened.
Yeah.
You know, we brought James in. It's on our desktop here on the computer. You see him all over the place.
It's also on Bonnie's ankle.
Yeah, she has a tattooed on her leg, on her ankle now. That happened back at the Mid-South area.
I cut that off.
You cut it off?
I decided I didn't like you guys that much.
We made a bunch of changes, and there's going to be a lot of changes for 2008 also, I think. We're going to be doing some new stuff with the show, trying some new things. A lot of traveling this year, too, just kind of looking back. We were on the road nonstop, and yes, we've had the meetings on this one. And 2008 is going to be, I mean, I'm going to probably be putting up the new travel schedule for 2008 here pretty soon. And we're going to be doing a lot of traveling again this year. We're going to be hitting a lot of places. Thankfully, and I have to commend, the people in Michigan here who are, you know, the paranormal people in Michigan. There's a couple of conferences in Michigan this year.
Well, you know, really, as a matter of fact, I got a voicemail from Jason of Prodigy.
We got a call blown in. We want to take
this. Oh, cool. Well, first let me talk about this.
Stand on the line, caller.
We got a I got a voicemail from Jason of Prodigy Group in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about Prism.
Mm-hmm.
Prism is going to do a who have you guys talked to Prism?
Lisa from Prism.
Okay, they're doing conferences here.
Yeah, 2008 Paranormal Expo is supposed to be a really good.
Yeah,
one.
Excellent.
And we're going to be there speaking. We're going to be there. James Willis is going to be there too.
Oh, that
I found that out. I'm like, yes, we're going to see hang out with James again. Cool.
That totally rocks.
Yeah, definitely check that out. I think that's actually on the Ghostly Talk Satan's website page.
Okay,
we have it on our top friends. You can check that out there and stuff like that.
I don't know. I don't go to that page. I know I'm friends with Ghostly Talk, but I don't talk to them. So.
No, yeah, a bunch of jerks.
They're never online either.
Do you want to try to pull this?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, God, please. Be gentle on us. Caller from the 570 area code, you are on the line. Are you there?
Hi, it's Jason Gowen.
Oh, it's Gowen.
Oh, my God, Gow, I love you.
Okay.
I love you, too.
Hi, Gowen.
Hi. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Hi,
Douglas.
Hi, what you up to?
I'm actually at work.
any...
So I'm being paid to be on your show today.
Yay!
You're the first and only.
Yeah, that's the first and last time we're going to let that happen. Yeah.
We're going to bounce around here a bit, I think, because I know you are at work and you're on break right now, right, Gowen?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know we talked earlier today and we wanted to talk about whispers a little bit. We're going to talk with you guys some more, too, I promise. These people piled around us. But I know, you know, you only have a little bit of time to talk to us. So, you know, more or less, I'd like to kind of get what your impressions are, Gowen. We spent a lot of time together this evening, you know, the one evening we were at Whispers, which was this past Thursday.
Yeah.
And I think we all kind of share the same opinion, but I want to hear yours, Gowen. I mean, as far as your experiences were there, what was up with you?
Honestly, I've played the scenario over and over in my head a million times, and there's some of that stuff, I mean, that could be explainable, but there's some stuff that happened that I got nothing for. I heard definite voices speaking, and there was some knocking that corresponded exactly on cue, and there were noises and sounds and things moving, and it was pretty intense there for a little while, and I really don't have an explanation for it. If it's a hoax, he did a damn good job of it.
Yeah, and that's what I've been saying, the exact same thing. I'm like, if this is something that's been played up or it's a hoax, I hate to use the H word, but if it's a hoax, after screaming and yelling at the person, I'd have to shake their hand and go, man, you're good. Because, wow. But, you know, I mean, yeah. But, again, I agree with you, Gowen. There's stuff that I'm still scratching my head going, I don't know how to explain this stuff.
The realm of phenomena, the realm of activity, the range of activity that happens in that place, the guy would have to be a master magician to pull it off all by himself. And he's an artist, and he runs a spa.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a master magician, like, by trade, but he would have to be pretty much a master magician to organize, orchestrate, and have all of that phenomena happen. I think it's just impossible for him to be doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
well, and one of the things is, like you would hear, like, if it is, he has to have microphones that are going to other parts of the house where someone else has to physically make the phenomenon happen.
Mm-hmm. Right, and did anybody see anybody going in or out of the, you know, back door or anything? I mean, I didn't, I just don't think that that's happening. I didn't detect any other living presences in the house other than us in the parlor.
Exactly.
There was some activity that happened early in the night with myself and Gowen.
Oh, we're not talking about that on the air, are we?
What's the... Oh! He rubbed my shoulders ever so gently.
Photos will be available for $9.95.
There was something that happened, Gowen. I hope you're not going to kill me for this, man, but I had... We got the video.
Oh, I hate you.
But no, you all make something very clear. I said this before we went to break. Gowen's a fine ghost hunter.
Yeah.
He's one of the finest I've ever met. I mean, and he's also a great guy to hang out with and talk to and all that cool stuff. But when it comes time to take care of business, Gowan's right there to do it, right? And he just got startled in this situation. It wasn't anything that he was all freaked out.
It was awful.
It was, but I'm going to play this. Just play the audio, okay?
Gowan, you have audio?
Of course I got the audio. I got everything. We got video, audio, you name it. Here we go. Check it out.
Sorry, I thought I said, I'm like, hey, dude. Oh, no, you're... Sorry, you okay? Yeah. I'm good. Where am I going to do it? Holy crap! Oh, my God. That's a great... Oh, my God! I'm sorry, I got to keep it, dude.
That was awful.
I'm pointing it out. I haven't edited this thing, so I don't know if there's any curse words in it or not. But Gowan, it was just this thing. I when you were coming up, I think you hear it on the recording. I go, yeah, hey, Gowan, I'm up here. But I guess you didn't hear me, right?
No, so, I didn't hear you. Well, because the motion detector was going off, so I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah, that thing was really loud. You can hear it on the recording.
Right.
And I was just like, uh-oh, what happened? What broke?
We lost a...
Oh my God! We lost a headphone.
Yeah, I'll plug it in.
But we had the recorder going and all that stuff, and I was just going to snap a shot. I actually have the still photo of Gowan too off my camera, and I was just going to take a picture of him when he turned around. I thought he saw me there. He knew I was there, right? And I was just going to shoot a picture like, hey, here's
you
Gowan.
Got a picture of him going like this?
No, he was like doing the curl up thing.
Yeah.
That's where all the laughing That's ensued, awful. All the hilarity ensued, because I'm like, oh my God, I got to keep this thing going. But
and of course, Christopher had his
video camera.
Video
going.
Camera
right on, right on.
Oh wait, so there's video of it?
Oh, it's on.
It's on the front page of the Ghostly Talk website.
Yeah,
here.
If you want to see it, it's hidden at www.ghostlytalk.com
on the front page.
On the front page.
Oh, it's hidden.
Yes, it's hidden right in the center of the front. Page.
You're not going to kill me, are you, man?
No, but I'm going to kill Christopher for allowing you to have that video.
Are you kidding? We like open up our email the next day, and it's like, oh my God, you've got to see this.
No,
it was great.
But as far as impressions, I mean, I have to agree with you, Gowan. There's a lot of things that happened that night that I just don't. I've been kind of like I mentioned, Doug and Jason. Tim Yancey called me last night when we were heading home, and he's like, so what happened, dude? I talked to Gowan for a few minutes, and I'm just wondering what happened with you. And I'm like, dude, I can't explain some of this stuff. I can't explain this the phenomenon that went on. I don't know how it could have been pulled off. I don't know any of this stuff, you know. So I think both of us are scratching our heads, Gowan. I really think we're both scratching our heads on this thing. I think everybody's doing that.
Like for me, like the first thing that happened is when you and I heard that mumbling. And there was no one else around.
Yeah.
And then I heard it, and then you said, did you hear that? And you asked me what I heard, and we heard the exact same thing. So.
Yeah, and that was one, of course, I wasn't recording then. And I noted that on my tapes. I was like, yeah, we heard something a few minutes ago, but I didn't have the recorder rolling, but it sounded, I couldn't make out exactly what was being said. Like, that's why you said mumbling and stuff like that, Gowan, but it was distinctly a female voice. Of a younger, maybe a younger age. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. Objectively speaking, that's what I heard. We didn't record that, though, unfortunately. But that was the thing we discussed that, too. You're right, Gowan.
Now, have you guys gotten audio of some of the stuff? Like, can you hear it on any of the tapes?
Yes, yeah. We have the stuff, and we're going to be playing it here pretty soon.
Oh, I was hoping to be able to hear it.
You know what? I think we're gonna.
I'll get it in the archives.
Yeah, we'll probably post it up on the site.
I don't want you to hear it.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
You
to hear
already
it,
heard it live.
Yeah, you were there.
I don't know why you're complaining.
I didn't sleep that entire night, and I slept with the light on.
Yeah, our rooms were adjoining.
Were you in the? Were you were in the doctor's suite, right?
Yeah.
And you were in the room
at your request.
You were in the operating room, right?
Yes, he was.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, the one where people might have passed away and then been slipped out that side door, right?
Yeah.
You didn't see any reenactments of that or anything, did you? In the night.
Well, when we were taking the tour and Amber was filming. Jared talking about everything, he's like, well, this room seems to be the room with the most activity, and I looked at all my stuff spread out on the bed, and I'm like, oh, and great, I'm sleeping in here.
And he looked at me like he was going to cry.
No, I actually did cry later in the bathroom by myself.
Oh, okay. Did Jack help protect you at all, or did he, like, was he still out ghost hunting in the front room?
What's that?
Did Jack help protect you at all, or was he still...
Are you kidding me? He's a bigger coward than I am.
Oh, okay.
The great thing about him, though, is he can't walk, so I just throw him at things to get him out.
It's a ghost! Go investigate!
He's probably the worst paranormal investigator I've ever seen. He didn't want anything to do with any of it.
Wow! Well, I would say the operating room is definitely a pretty creepy place, and people have seen interesting stuff in there. They've reported.
Yeah.
So, but with the lights on, I don't know how. Scary
and he
that
did.
Was.
I can attest to this. The lights were. Amber and mine's room was
adjoining.
It was adjoining, so we could see under the door and stuff like that. And the lights were on because I woke up a couple of times, kind of like just like.
Gowan was pacing back and forth.
Yeah, I just saw like feet going back and forth under the door and faint whimpering all night long. Right. And I wanted to say something, but no, he was pretty much up the whole night. But as far as in relation to the rooms, there was one thing that happened when Amber and I were sleeping. The door that actually, what are you smiling about?
Well, you said a little
I
thing
can
that happened.
That too.
I woke up and all I saw was a pillow. It's crazy. No,
that was me.
There was a. The door that went to our room, the main door that went to our room, and then there was a door that went to Gowan's room. The door, I noticed the door before we went to sleep. I tried to shut it, and it wasn't true with the actual jam, so the door would kind of pop out a little bit, right? And I remember Amber woke me up or something like that, and the door opened by itself a little bit. But I had it on the lock, so it wouldn't open up all the way.
Right.
She's like, Scott, that door's opening. My God, Scott, that door's opening. And I'm like... And I honestly, I didn't really, well, first of all, I was like,
right.
Fart, sleep, whatever. And I noticed the door, it did move a little bit.
Much to Amber's dismay, think, yeah.
But I don't think that was paranormal, but the door did move a little bit, but I'm very sure that was just natural. It just happened, stuff like that. But, yeah, poor Gowan, the poor guy. What time did you get, I heard the story, the adventure of this, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, getting
poor
home
man.
That night, there was a snowstorm in Chicago. Of course, Bonnie and I are listening to the 10 o'clock news, and, safe and warm and comfy cozy in queen-size beds in Indiana.
Yeah.
And
I don't know about the whole cozy thing.
I was cozy. Well, I was sweating is what I was doing. Because she had the heat on like nine. I think it was on solar.
And I was still covered up.
And she was like, she had the blankets, a sweater. She wrapped herself up in her coat. I mean, she was. Absolutely. Anyway,
what happened to Gowan, though?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what happened to Gowan?
Talking about Gowan now.
Are you still there?
No, and
I'm still here.
So what happens is we're watching the 10 o'clock news, and they're like, "Oh, bad news! If you're traveling through Chicago today, the only they were talking about O'Hare, right? At O'Hare International Airport, American Airlines has canceled 95% of their flights." And I'm thinking, "Oh no!" So I said, "Do you want to just drive up to go get him and then drive him to Pennsylvania?" She's like, "Well, it's going to be bad weather, even if we're driving." So.
I did not say that.
No, she
don't
didn't.
Make it sound like
I
didn't.
Bonnie's the reason
it.
I sat in the airport for 11
no,
hours.
No, I believe what I said was we would have to pick him up and drive him to Bowie because he had to pick
his
car.
Yes, we'd have to go all the way to Baltimore, yes.
What happened to you, Gowan? I just want to hear this from first person now.
Well, I got to Indy to Indianapolis, and I was two people away from getting on the flight that I was supposed to be on that flew directly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Oh, well, you missed it by two people." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So they're like, "Well, there's a flight in a half hour that was delayed from earlier today. You might be able to get on that." So I tried to get on that, and five people beat me there. And so then they're like, "Well, there's a flight at 4:30 going from here to here. You can try that." Nope, no luck again. And at like 45-minute intervals for the next 9 hours, I would attempt to get on flights.
Oh, my God.
And I until I finally got out of the airport. It was like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. We finally left Chicago.
No.
And
you got home at what time?
What's that?
What time did you get home?
I didn't get back into Pennsylvania till almost 5 a.m.
Oh, my God. And then you had to, you still had to get home from there, Mike.
I had a five-hour car drive after that.
Oh,
so I drove, well, I got lost in Baltimore because I didn't, my MapQuest directions, I didn't get the directions home. I just got two, and I tried reversing them, but it doesn't work.
Oh, you've done that too, huh?
Yeah, and so I just drove around Baltimore like four times before I figured out this outer loop doesn't go the right way.
Oh, no.
I finally stopped and got directions, and I was at this point so exhausted I couldn't stay awake any longer. And I'm like, I have to get a hotel. So
I finally got
out of Baltimore, and I got to York, Pennsylvania, and I'm like, that's it, I'm done. And I found a Motel 6 and crashed for 4 hours, and then got up and finished the trip. And I got home at 6 o'clock last night.
Did they actually leave the light on for you?
Yeah, there was actual light, and they actually had complimentary breakfast. So,
wow,
that's awesome. Two of my favorite things. Like
the last time we were there, they had complimentary dead hookers and complimentary condoms.
Yeah, yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. It was a really
they're very accommodating.
Experience. I want to go through the break this time too. I don't want.
I missed all that, huh?
Yeah, you missed the dead hookers.
Terre Haute.
Oh.
Motel 6 and Terre Haute.
You always missed the dead hooker.
Gowan, thank you so much. We got some other stuff we got to take care of here, but thank you for dropping in. We really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You are the man. It was great seeing you, brother.
I'm sure I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, you're a dear friend of ours, and it's great to see you. You know, we're all hanging out and doing this stuff together, and I think this is what it's all about, and it's always a pleasure to work with you, sir.
You too.
Sex you later.
Thanks a lot for everything, guys. Take care.
See you, Gowan. Take it easy, man.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go for the break.
Excellent.
I want to talk. We still have to get to the.
I know.
That's definitely something we have to do.
And but before we do that,
yeah,
why don't we talk about 2008 a bit?
Yeah, that's what, yeah, let's definitely do that.
Yeah.
We'll just go through the break. We'll forget it.
Sounds good to me. Wayne.
Yeah.
What are you expecting for 2008?
Yeah, I mean, we just got done talking about like how, you know, 2007 was just it was a banner year for us. I know that.
Yeah, just craziness.
As far as just growing and learning and getting stuff done for the show and the paranormal stuff. What do you think?
Well, 2007 in retrospect was actually extremely busy for us. I know a lot of the group, we've been going and looking forward to scale things back in 2008, but just to let everybody know we're not. Chris and I sat down last night, actually, and started going through our schedule, and it's at least as hectic, or if not more,
yeah,
so than...
Yeah, we had to do it in private, or the team will kill us.
Yeah, they've been ready to fillet me a couple times, but...
You too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
know,
that's
I'm really. Always the one, no, we got to do it.
But it's going to be a busy year,
2008. Yeah, 2008's turning out to be, I think it's going to be a pretty beneficial year. We're going to spread out and try to do some things we haven't done yet, some new things, try to get into some maybe urban legend type stuff, try to hit some of the conferences that we weren't able, you know, to do last year, and just spread out, you know, do a little more networking, and I think it'd be great to meet a lot of the other people in the field. And
yeah. Cool. You know, speaking of urban legends, I got to point this out. When we were...
did he speak about...
he mentioned urban legends.
Oh, okay.
Are you listening?
Yeah, but I didn't hear
I
that.
Think I think Amber... I don't know if Amber was
in
there
the
or not.
In the future, talk to this wall. It listens better.
And it tells the truth.
Well, no. My father, Dad L, I think it was Christmas Eve when we were talking, and he's like, well, Amber's been wanting to go down to Detroit really bad and check some places out, and I'm like, uh-uh, ain't going to happen. I'm not into that stuff. You know, you don't know the city like we do. But my dad comes up to me. He's like, you know, Scott, I've been playing on the computer. I'm like, well, that's huge right there. Alone, that's like fundamental.
Wow.
He's like, you know, and there's some places I want to check out in Detroit. I want to look at some old buildings down there. I'm like, what? What? And I'm like, well, you know, it's funny. Amber wants to do the same thing, so maybe, you know, we should just, like, pile up
in
the car.
Do some urban exploration.
I don't think he's going to be hardcore.
Breaking into the Buell building. It'll be great.
No, I don't think he's going to be breaking into the buildings, but he wants me to take him down there and cruise around. So I guess, you know, me and Amber and my dad are going to go cruising around in Detroit here doing some stuff.
Pretty soon.
What the? Yeah. Here is a crackhead. So that's so judgmental, and I'm going to hell for saying that. Chris, how about you, man? What do you? I mean, you guys are both part of MPI. I mean, I'm sure you share a lot of the same opinions. But do you, I mean, I'm wondering, like, you know, 2007 was a pretty crazy year. I mean, we watched all kinds of stuff go on, right? But as far as a team, I mean, do you see any changes for 2008?
Well, we spent a lot of 2007 and actually the latter part of 2006 actually developing new protocols, standards, equipment usage, developing a lot of new equipment.
Partying
as well. that's in between equipment development. That's why half of it doesn't work right now, Wayne. But no, it's like I said, we're looking at 2008. It's going to be a banner year for us. You know, obviously our schedule is picking up right now. We are going to just try new avenues, try different styles of investigation. Just try and, you know, build the portfolio, go to different places, you know, try and get with as many people as we possibly can, you know, and try and get proof positive of the stuff that we all seek, and, you know, which is a paranormal in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a big thing. Everybody knows that, you know, having a group in itself, it's a lot of work. And it was, you know, basically a full-time job last year, and now it's going to be like a full-time job and a second job next year, trying to, you know, make it function and make it work. But, I got to say this, above all, it's just been a hell of a ride. It really has.
Are you having fun?
Oh, jeez, yeah. It's I can't complain. I have an awesome team. All our friends, all in our supporters, if you are listening out there, especially you guys, thank you for everything
that
was directed to you, Doug.
Yeah, that's for you, Doug.
Bonnie, I knew you were going to throw that in there eventually.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Bonnie, this is strictly for you. Thank you, Bonnie.
There you go.
He only did that because I'm in the room.
Yeah, you're in the room.
Hey, you got a little something on your nose right there.
Oh, boy.
I'm kidding. I love you, boys.
No, but...
Yeah, we got the lawyer in the house here, too. We got to hear from the lawyer
the
also.
Law.
The law. The law is in the house. Kevin, what do you see for 2008?
Kevin. Yep, I appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks.
Offer void where prohibited.
Little side joke I got onto Chris's case because every time Chris calls me up, says, I need you to look over this, I need you to do this. And every time I do something, my work compounds from Chris. So I do one thing for him, and three things come in the next day. And I got on his case how he doesn't appreciate me, but Wayne stood up for me, and he appreciates me. So.
You made me cry.
I did. It was great. Man. First time I ever made Chris cry.
Do it again. I want to do
it. Live demonstration.
Of course, I'm Chris crying after what happened yelling at the tequila.
Well, man, God. Well, you know, it's a very, I mean, you obviously work in law. I mean, I don't think it's a real secret of what you do for your day job, and you freely give your time to this team, which I think is really, really cool on things like this to help, you know, to give your pointers, what legal aspects may be involved with things like that. It's a very unique perspective. It's one of I think it's the first time I've ever seen a team with a dedicated person, you know, dedicated to the law.
Well,
stuff like that.
See, he's not really, because I mean, I've ghost hunted with you. I mean, I wasn't on your contingent.
Well, I don't think it's all you
but,
do.
But I mean, one of the things that that you like to do is you like to roam around and with the equipment and try and capture the evidence and go through evidence parties and things.
Well, yeah, I mean, Chris contacted me July of 2006 and needed me just to start up the incorporation for him.
Right.
And I at that time I always listened to the ghost stories and everything, but never knew how to investigate or, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought investigation was Ghostbusters, the movie, you know.
Right.
So I knew nothing about this, and then more and more I got talking with them and meeting and setting this thing up, I got more and more interested in it. So I'm still a newbie, you know, compared to everybody else in this room. And it's been a blast. I found a new hobby that I really come to enjoy, and it's great that I was able to bring my professional career into a hobby that, you know,
that's
what I think is
cool.
Both of it. And,
yeah.
I have a chat room comment that I believe is more of brown nosing, but he says no one could ask for better group leaders than Chris and Wayne.
I'm crying.
And once again, Kevin gets left out.
I want an awe on three. 1, 2, 3.
Aww.
How sweet is that? Kevin, it's cool having you here, man.
Oh,
it's great to hang
you.
Out. Yeah, we had a ball at the party, and I'm really glad you were here to hang out with us tonight, too. The man sitting behind me, though, and I stress the man.
Dun.
I stress the man. Do you have a microphone, Chris?
Yes, I do.
All right.
It's just not on, because I didn't hear that.
All right, talk in the mic, Chris.
Hello.
What happened to the microphone?
Is it plugged in?
He's got to be plugged in.
I probably pulled it out, right? I pulled out his headphones.
All right, we got a microphone.
So.
Chris, you there?
Yes, I am.
There he is. I don't know what happened to that microphone. It died on us. Is it broken?
I don't think the switch is on.
There is no switch on that mic.
No, there isn't.
It took a dump
Freaky.
On us. Oh, wait. Here, try it now.
Test. Oh,
there was a button not pushed.
Oh, okay.
Per usual.
Imagine
it's all right.
That.
Could they hear him all the time, like the whole time?
No.
So you're
well, they probably did. Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
It was
everyone's like, I hear.
I
don't know
what
they're talking
doing.
About. Chris, you started out the year like with we went to we rained on your parade and we went to the we went to the where was it? It was in
Supernatural Summit.
Supernatural Summit, yeah.
In Batavia.
And I actually called Chris. And I'm sorry, Chris. I'm not looking at you while I'm talking to you. This is very weird, but my neck just doesn't work the way it used to.
He can
no, it's okay.
Headphone,
I can jerk your little ponytail back here.
You wouldn't be the first.
Yeah. It's Saturday already? No, yeah, that was actually funny concerning the Supernatural Summit, because I remember seeing that. I'm like, this looks like a really great event. And then I'm like, I'm scrolling through the speakers, and there's Chris Bailey of Grimstone. How cool is that? We got to go to this thing with Chris, right? And actually, if you remember, Chris, I called you and asked for your permission. Am I right?
Yeah, you did.
Well, I didn't know. I'm like, Chris, you know, would you be cool with that? I mean, you know, are you cool with that? And, you know, Chris is the ultimate stand-up guys, right? He's like, shut up and go away. Yes, of course you can come. I want you to be there. And yeah, Dwayne Claude, who runs Western New York Paranormal out there.
Who is not Wayne of MPI.
Yeah, Dwayne. he, you know, it was great because we got to put our tables up next to each other, and, you know, of course, we are, you know, the Ghostly Talk setup is very simple. It's a table with a sheet over it that's provided by usually the venue, and then a couple of banners.
And we have a whole bunch of, like, big gulp cups with tequila in them.
Yeah, and
like
coffee that, cups, and coffee just crap laying everywhere, and then a couple of t-shirts and some stickers, and that's it. You know, so we're like, hey, this is our station. We look great. This is awesome, right? And here comes Chris. They're like loading in one pallet after another pallet of equipment. And they proceed to put up the most outstanding display I've ever seen in my entire life for a paranormal presentation.
Right, because first what they did is they sectioned off that corner of the room with sheets so that you couldn't see what was being built. Then, once it was finally ready and polished.
Yeah.
They tore the sheets down, and a choir of angels sang.
Yeah.
The lights just crisscrossed right in front of it, and
I thought Kiss was going to be planned.
Right,
Kiss,
and their
man.
Display was ready.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. You really did. You had a fantastic display. And you know what I appreciated a lot was I don't sit at the table very much, but I did. I did for a little bit. And I saw people going up and talking with the Grimstone folks.
Well, yeah, that's where we met Jonathan.
Jonathan
actually,
was explaining some photos that people had questions about, and I thought that was fantastic.
Who turned into Ghostly Talk Security, by the way, too.
Yes.
We stole Jonathan from Chris after that, because when we were there, we just met Jonathan and started talking and stuff like that. And we're like, well, we're going here and going there. And he's like,
we also turned him into an actor.
Yeah, turned into an actor also.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen American Ghost Watchers?
There's a couple
sitting
right over
one.
There.
You're the one.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I think he actually wrote to Dr. Dawn once.
Said you're destroying
the
paranormal community.
You
what's
are
wrong with you?
Raised to the paranormal community.
I've had many people.
Yes,
I've been told many people write hate mail to Dr. Dawn.
What do you see going on? As far as Grimstone, or what you see as far as the community at whole, Chris? What do you see happening in 2008?
Well, our goal is to get a new TV show.
I don't blame you. I think that's a great plan.
I was thinking
that.
The Ghost Channel. We just, you know,
just start a whole channel.
Yes.
There you go. Because Ghostly Talk would have to be on Comedy Central.
We've always said,
Ghostly Talk would have to be on HBO,
we'd be like the Reno,
Showtime, or Cinemax.
Well, that's true.
We'd be like the Reno 911 of Ghostly Talk.
Pretty much.
And I get to wear the shorts, too, by the way.
She doesn't like Reno 911.
Take me out. If that's how it's going to be, take me
you
out.
You can be the busty blonde.
Anyways, Chris.
No, seriously, as far as 2008 goes, we're really excited. We plan on doing just more of the stuff that we've been doing, looking for new spots, helping clients. That's the biggest portion for us, is being able to help individuals that have paranormal situations. You know, we're always looking to expand our protocol. As far as some of the analysis work, we made contact with actually a couple laboratories that we might have some new tricks up our sleeves coming up, and we're really excited about that. But the main thing is the team, and really, this year's been a real growing year for us. I thought after 10 years we'd be able to have it figured out and all hammered down, and then, you know, then it was nothing but drama. But at the end of this year, everyone there is really working smoothly. We're going to be expanding a little bit, bringing some new faces, and we're excited about that too. So,
well, you guys, and I've said this before about Grimstone, and we've always talked about this. you know, before we met you, Chris, it was like I'd see this logo around Grimstone Incorporated. And I talked to a few people, and are like, well, yeah, they're kind of a, you know, more of a private group. You know?
That's what you have an honest, kind of. Is it O-N-U-N, an honest or something? An onus?
Or a mysterious,
you know? Like, I don't know what it was, but you've got. Somehow you built up this
but there's this.
And you are. You're an incredible group. So you deserve that, but it mm-hmm. the kudos. But it was like, oh, they're on. Unreachable. You cannot be experienced.
The godfathers of
the
true
really,
godfathers,
really.
You know?
You can't be experienced enough to join.
But you guys have also been around, I know there's a few other groups that have been around for a very long time here in Michigan, but Grimstone's right up there with one of the oldest groups in Michigan. And
well,
it goes 10 years.
Well, God. Lucy Keyes's group mm-hmm. Folded, 6 years ago now or so, and mm-hmm. then 5 or 6 years ago. And then the only other is the Southeast Michigan Ghost Hunters and Grimstone and. Can't think of that guy.
Ghostly Talk.
Ghostly Talk. No, even before Ghostly Talk, there was... Who's the guy downriver? I can't remember. Oh, well. I'll have to rack my brains later.
Well, you guys have been around forever, and it's great to see, you know, Chris, I know there was a lot of stuff to happen with Grimstone this year, and you pushed right through that, and you persevered, and you're still here doing what you do, and we you know, that's why we have the utmost respect for you. We can't, and you know, it's a backslap fest, whatever. You know what? Chris is a cool guy, and he needs to know that, I think. You know, because this is a thankless job.
He's got a data logger, for heaven's sake.
Well, yeah, I mean, any man who has a data logger.
Yeah, totally rock.
Yeah,
do you have a data logger?
Well, we need to hook you up.
You need a data logger, and then you can totally rock like Chris.
Oh, sure.
Chris, no, it's cool seeing you again. We haven't talked to Chris in a really long time. It's been, you know, with the holidays and all this stuff going on. Plus, you
travel schedule.
Traveling. Oh.
We continued. We didn't stop at Supernatural. We just kept going.
Yeah, we just drove all over the country.
I don't remember anything after that.
Well, we hope that we can do some more work with you this year, too, Chris.
Oh, definitely.
It's always cool to work
with. You guys
with.
are
spiffy.
Your family.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here goes Bonnie. Oh boy.
Awesome.
Hey, Bonnie. He just said that because you're in the room. Yeah.
It's all because of Bonnie.
No, no, it's
okay. He loves me more.
It really is fun having all you guys here hanging out with you. It really is. I'm not just speaking into the microphone.
This is the way to.
This is really a lot of. This is a great way to close out 2007.
Speaking of changes for 2008.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a chat room listener suggestion that's agreed upon by many.
What's that?
I don't agree with it, by the way.
What is it?
They think we should seriously consider putting a camera in the studio.
You know what? You pay for it.
There's going to be a collection tin outside the internet store.
Bobby says there's a ching, way ching. To do it. So I don't know.
There's been a lot of talk about that.
There has been.
There has, and this has been going on for a couple of years now. People want us to put a camera in here. I would like to lose another 50 pounds. I know Doug probably would. Well, no, you're looking spiffy, Doug. But me, I'm a wreck.
the last time I saw Chris Bailey, I was 70, 80 pounds heavier, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You look
so,
great.
Thank you. I was fishing for that compliment. By the way. Yes, I was working on that.
You know,
you guys didn't know me. You know,
maybe
me,
you know, maybe. I'll tell you what. Here's an idea, and I'll just throw it out on the air. It may never come to fruition, whatever. I don't care. But maybe once a month or something like that this year or something we can try. We'll do a cam thing. But
okay.
It won't be during regularly scheduled ghostly talks.
We could.
We could get a cam and throw it in here in the studio
be.
And maybe just take calls for an hour or something like that and see what happens.
Bonnie's looking like, I'm not going to be here.
In the nude.
Time. Yes.
Oh, God.
In the nude.
Oh, Jesus.
That would be awesome.
That's why we have those bowls on each side of the
room. We can pay people $19.95 to watch it.
And you know somebody would.
And somebody would take us up
somebody
on that
Somebody would
offer.
Pay for that. Somebody would pay to
no,
see two fat guys.
We would have to pay them, I think, is what the thing is.
I just threw up in my mouth.
No, there's been a little bit of talk about that, and we've been thinking about it, and... Well, not that much.
What?
I won't lie to you. We haven't really
doing the show
that.
Nude.
No.
Oh, doing
ew,
it. Oh, I'm
ew,
sorry.
No.
I'm in my pajamas right now. Isn't that close enough? I'm wearing my pink bottoms. For God's sake, what more
they're
do you
cute.
Want? Don't you like
these? Are so
Bloomingdale. These are so comfortable. But thank you for your comments/questions/criticism. No, that's cool. We'll.
It would be an interesting.
It'd be interesting
experiment. My camcorder, of course, died. So
before we move on to anything else,
I think that's a fantastic.
And our Christmas
idea.
Card in the mail too. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're not going to have that very much longer.
What's that? Mail?
Christmas?
That card. Because Chris is going to take that home. MPI Chris is going to be like, ah, it's a picture of a penguin.
Oh, the penguins, yeah.
Yes.
Anyways.
Going up next to his
computer.
Says,
happy Christmas, love, Tanya and Allie. It took a lot to find you, but I hope that you two have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. We are glad that you both are in our lives. Take care. Merry Christmas. By the way, I have to throw this out here.
Who are you both?
Well, it's addressed to Scott and Amber, just so you know.
Hmm. Is that what it said?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was
tomorrow
for the show.
Tomorrow is...
Well, this is mine then. Piss on you.
Miss Tanya's birthday.
Oh, really?
Really?
And,
well, I'm not singing happy birthday. I did enough singing for the last week. I'm done.
I think you should each tonight film a striptease and send it to her for her birthday.
Hell, let's fly out there tomorrow and just do it live.
Let's do that. All right. I dig it.
Happy birthday.
Da 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Happy birthday. We got something going.
No,
jamming,
no, I,
dude.
Think that's pretty
I thought we had something going there for a minute. We were going on that. That was sweet. How cool is that?
Yeah, but it sounded more like a rap, and I'm not going to do no rap.
The
on
last
Ghostly
time
Talk.
Scott did
Ooh.
Rap,
Unless
and
it's
I
indie
heard
rap.
It, it was the funniest thing ever.
Oh, gosh, yes. Do we have
Can
that?
I let the cat out of the bag on that for the first show of 2008?
If you want.
Speaking of which on that, I mean, we're talking about, you know, yeah, that piece of
you
audio.
You can't play that
this.
On the air.
We cannot play
no,
that
No, we can't play that
I
on the air.
I have the audio. So
I have
yeah.
it, too.
Who was I talking to about that? Because what we're talking about is when
it would be beep, 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 beep.
It's when we went down to Peru. We know we went by Peru, Indiana on the way down to Whispers, too. I saw the exit for it. The way we were taken, we saw Peru,
Did we
Indiana.
See an exit for Peru, Indiana?
There was an exit. I saw an exit for Peru.
Well, you guys
Indiana.
Were coming from the west side of the state.
Yeah, we took the so road that had like that had a stop like a stoplight every 15 feet. That's the road we took. That's why it took us like 19 hours to get there.
Oh, we took the expressway.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, you guys did the right thing. I used the evil, you know, map company online. and I am going to be making. I've discussed this with my parents, and I'm like, buy me a TomTom for my birthday. Cause my birthday's coming up, so they're gonna. I'm like, but I told Amber that because we were brawling the whole way there. Because I'm like, I can't. We keep making wrong turns.
See,
and
whereas
like
the TomTom will be like, turn left right now.
And he rolled the and car like, right. But I said that. I'm like, I think it's time for me to invest in a TomTom.
Yeah.
I can't do this definitely. Anymore, or whatever it may be. But thank you for the Christmas card. This is really cool. I thought this was to the whole show, but it does say Scott and Amber on here.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not thinking of happy birthday to her.
It came to the P.O. box.
Well, so I got to.
I'm going to let the cat out of the bag.
Never
mind. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag on that.
I'm going to dash her off one of the message things.
Oh, God, it'll take 6 days.
Yeah, she saw me answer.
She'll be celebrating her birthday next year.
Yeah.
She you saw have me. Seen nothing till you've seen Doug try to reply to a message. Because it sounds a lot like this. Hold on.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is
some serious
this is
prop stuff.
Bonnie is reenacting.
Oh, that's all wrong. Hold on, I'm thinking.
God, the chat room is probably like, what is going on?
And it goes on like that for
it's
about
true.
3 hours.
Hey, it took me 3 hours.
Doug will go down in history for some of the best emails I've ever seen, though, when he actually does it. You've done some great work via email
That's
when you had to do it.
I've rewritten it.
Well, it's usually the complaint
times.
Department. We get a complaint, and I always forward it over to Doug and go, okay, this is all yours. You take care of it. He's like, me, I'm like, you know, explicitive. Filth, goodbye. Shit, see you later. Whatever. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here, though. Speaking of Peru, Indiana, we were talking about that piece of audio that we got with me drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning on the streets of Peru, Indiana, driving around with Sid Haig riding shotgun in my car. That was just... You cannot make stuff like that up, right?
I wonder if that can be a revenue stream. Oh, my God.
What's that?
This is disgusting.
What is it?
It's addressed to Scott and Amber Lambert.
Oh, my God. Somebody shut the door now. She's not here.
She's here. You've got to show her.
I didn't even, you know what? I didn't even, I totally missed that. I totally didn't.
That is absolutely hilarious.
She despises that anyways. Who is phone?
Sorry, it was mine.
First show of the year, January 6th. We were talking about Peru, Indiana, and all that fun stuff. Speaking of the devil, huh? Sid Haig's going to be on the show January 6th. Next weekend, he'll be on the show.
And I'm super excited about that. Sid Haig, of course, you know, celebrated actor. Oh,
yeah. Oh,
my gosh. You go to his IMDb page.
Yeah, he's got a list.
Full. I mean, I think they had to expand the database in order to hold the stuff he's been in.
Yeah, he's going to be dropping in for next weekend to hang out with us for a little while and talk. And launch the new year, 2008, for Ghostly Talk. I think we need to get into Whispers, and I think we're going to blow through another break, too, because I really think we should, because we have a lot to go over right
well,
now.
Well, I don't want to... I do like blowing through breaks every now and then, but it's independent music.
But... make him cry, Doug. Make him cry.
These folks have been waiting to hear their songs on Ghostly Talk, and I don't blame them.
They're waiting to listen to me talk, Doug.
I'll get the fishing line. You want to make him cry?
Ooh. Well, let's at least start and we'll take a break.
All right.
Is that cool? Can we do
that?
Do we just want to start from the top of how this whole thing started? I mean, kind of from all of our perspectives.
Have you guys heard about Whispers of Satan? Have you heard Whisper? Okay, there is this. Now it's a bed and breakfast in Mitchell, Indiana.
Yeah,
which is about 86 miles. You can tell I own a GPS, right? It's 86 miles from Indianapolis International Airport, and in the very rural and.
Very rural.
Cow-ridden town, I guess, of Mitchell, Indiana. Very, very rural. And
you see this slider right here on the mixing board? That's about the size of their signs there for their streets.
Yeah. it's definitely rural. So I think that the convention and visitors lady would, because it's not a bureau, it's a lady, would say...
I think she had a part-time job there, not a full-time
job.
Yeah,
it would say, peaceful and tranquil, Mitchell, Indiana. But that means very rural.
Except when Scott comes.
And yeah, then it's like somebody storming.
I rained fire through. On that city that night.
So it's now a bed and breakfast, and it's just a house. And the owner had, it's a large house, and the owner had dug up the history after a while because he bought the house. He's like, this house is fantastic. I need to own this house. And he starts fixing it up in, the French, French Quarter kind of style from Louisiana because he had moved. He's originally from the Midwest, and then he moved down. But at some point, he moved down to New Orleans for quite a while, 6 years, and then he moved back up here. And his family's in that area, so southern Indiana. So he buys this house and he starts decorating it in the style of New Orleans, French. Traits and there is the voodoo room, but we don't talk about that. And then there is no voodoo.
You don't
room.
Talk about that.
But there is. That's not very Jamaican sounding.
No, it isn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right. Then again,
you don't talk about that, man. How was that?
That's more Chinese.
All right, keep going.
It's more like Yaman, that kind of Yaman.
Just go.
No, that sounds kind of Egyptian, Swedish. Okay, we'll get it eventually. If I go for a Swedish accent. Anyway, so he doesn't have a voodoo room, but anyway, he wanted this place to be beautiful, and he wanted this nice house,
and it is.
So then he found out that he was relatively not into
orange.
The paranormal. He was relatively orange. No, he was relatively... That doesn't rhyme with anything. he was relatively not into the paranormal. He'd heard about it. Sure, he enjoyed a few ghost stories here and there, but never expected anything like this.
Yeah.
And he started noticing paranormal activities. He's like, well, I'm going to call my friend and have her come over and spend the night in the house, right? Mm-hmm. So he started calling his friends and his family and just everybody, so that someone's in the house, right, at night, other than just him. So everyone, they're like, okay, this is getting kind of old. Like, we can't be here, every Tuesday night. Sometimes we, have to be at our own house. So somebody said, why don't, you could get people to come and stay with you, and if you opened a bed and breakfast, there'd be people, So it sort of happened along that he, because of this haunting that he was experienced, he turned his house into a bed and breakfast. And, of course, that was, that was our luck, because... Now we can go down there and experience this as well. And the stuff that he experiences is pretty fascinating.
Well, just a few, a month ago? That's when we had the show where we talked about Whispers of State before. And that's when we told the story about you calling me in a frantic, just losing your mind, going, we need to cancel everybody. I hate everyone. Go away.
I called him at 9 in the morning or 10 in the morning, and I'm like, Scott, who's coming on the show tonight? This was on Sunday.
I'm like, the president's going to be on the show tonight. Well, cancel him now. We can't
cancel him. Cancel everybody. We're going to talk about this.
Which I think we would
bed
anyways.
And breakfast. And So I was like canceling guests and everything to talk about Whispers, and it was really, really a fascinating time. Well, I knew that the girl, the little girl, 8-year-old girl, Rachel, who had died 95 years ago on December 27th, I knew that her... This was a few weeks ago. I knew that her, the anniversary of her death was coming up. Mm-hmm. So I called Jarrett, the owner of Whispers, and said, I want the whole house for December 27th.
Doug can roll like that, yo.
And, and yes, I just called him up and I said, hey, Jarrett, this is your buddy, Doug.
Give me a suite of rooms to myself.
I want the whole thing.
I want all the women shaved and brought to my room.
Grapes peeled. Thank you. And chilled to 47 degrees.
So I booked the whole house, and we all went down there.
Yeah, we all shot down there on the... Well, you guys were down there. You guys actually got there just about 20 minutes before we did.
We nailed it. Well, we had to stop. We made some stops.
Well, I'll say this. I called you early in the day. Stops, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, we didn't make it
on the side of the road.
No, we didn't have to go there. We
signs.
We had to go buy wine. We went shopping.
We went to the winery and found the right wine, the one that we were looking for.
Yeah.
Then we had to go shopping actually, and we bought
Well, I got hung up. I got hung up with work.
Yes,
and
you called. He calls me up and he's like, "I'm not going.
I can't go.
This place.
I can't." I mean, yeah, as I was just having work stuff, and you.
He sounded like the penguin. Yeah.
So the phone call, the phone call comes back, and well, what's wrong?
What the hell just happened?
I have no idea. It was awesome.
The brash of evil penguins came through. And, but no, you call me back though, Doug. You call me back and you're like, "This is great." The phone rings and I see his name and I'm like, "Oh God, here it comes." You're right.
He's going to talk me into going. I know it.
Phone ring. Hello, Doug. Unacceptable. You will be coming now.
It is what
you
I said.
You will be coming now.
Get in the car.
I mean, I'm still in my underwear. I'm like, oh man. Oh, okay. So when we did, I threw some water in my face and we hopped in the car and we got down there and it was a heck of a drive. It was a pain in the butt trying to get down there. It was terrible. Fog. It was a really bad drive. And I mean, I'm not kidding. I'm driving like, this better be worth it. This better be worth it. Oh my God.
Was it worth it?
Absolutely.
There you go.
It was worth every mile, every stinking mile I drove there and every stinking mile Amber drove back.
Yeah.
It was really great. Why don't we got 1 minute. Let's take a break.
Okay.
We got this thing laid down. We got the foundation built. We can spend the next hour going through the evidence we have here, the audio, all that, and talk about all the experiences we had, too, at Whispers Estate.
Okay.
That sound cool?
Sounds good.
You guys cool with that?
Cool. Yeah, all right. Yeah, awesome.
Woo!
Yay!
We'll be right
back. Chris is thrilled.
Chris. I don't even know what to say.
I don't either. Just start the break.
I tried to start the break, actually, but I didn't have the slider up. Here we go.